Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 8 DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn-of-the-century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 8 DFS Show. My name is Colby Swinging Dantomaze Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
DFS plays. What's not to like? I mean, I've given you out $1,000 winners on this show. Now, last week wasn't the best, but this is gambling, you know?
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I made a mistake of playing Clayton Thorson. I won't get into it, but what was I thinking?
DeAndre Johnson hurt, you're just lost.
I am lost. I am very lost, and if you're wondering who that is, perhaps he has the key to me being lost. The DFS God himself, give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, home brew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP, giving up for NC Nick in the place to be.
There we go. What's going on, man? And you know what?
There are those who say that the fun has gone out of football, that it's become too predictable. For them, let me present 30 seconds of football, USFL style.
The USFL, where football is still a game.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but
boom! I won't hold it against you. I don't have the key because I started, and this was really my only screw up from my main roster last week because everybody else did good. I would have been in the money if I didn't start Vedley. So well, there you go. He only got 1.3 points. I knew it was a gamble. I knew it was a gamble, and it backfired.
Tell Patty C to get his James Madison trash out of this fucking league. All right, now I'm joking. Shout out to Vad Lee. Look, I wouldn't have benched you because of you shrugged your shoulders after an incompletion or something. I don't fucking know, but I can tell you this: this not to just get right into it, but I feel like we have to here because the quarterback play. You're starting to see multiple quarterbacks more so than ever. I feel like take a look at last week, NC Nick.
Yeah.
You're getting, just think about this of late. You've seen two different players or quarterbacks for the Maulers. You got Josh Love who played for the Panthers, but probably only out of a necessity because that was their only guy on the roster. Paxton Lynch, you know, is healthier. They also have Eric Berriere, the former Eastern Washington stud. Maybe those guys get in the mix. I don't think Josh Love cemented the starting position a week ago.
I would think so.
Yeah. Then you have Kenji Bahar who came in for Clayton Thorson and actually probably looked, had the ball. I thought they moved the ball a little bit better with Bahar than Thorson. Even Kyle Sloter had this Kyle Smith, the Tulsa kid came in and threw a touchdown. Sloter, I still feel like is one of your sure bets, but Birmingham has been using two quarterbacks. Everywhere you look in this league, even right now, you'd say Luis Perez is the one penciled in starter.
Yeah.
But I'm
Tamu.
Well, no, he threw three picks and probably should have thrown six. So but I would think
they haven't been, I mean, he's played like almost every snap the whole year.
Well, I would think if you're gonna make a run to the playoffs, maybe you consider bringing in the backup. But yes, you're right, Tamu. Maybe that's the guy we go with this week. Because I think one of the questions is when you go with your DFS lineup this week, can you find a quarterback that's gonna get all the snaps? I think that's an incredibly challenging question right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you do want Tamu, who's coming off a game where he did not look good. I mean, he only put up 12 fantasy points. The week before that, he put up 37. So it's a roller coaster with him. But he is the most expensive at 11.2. I didn't have that much money, so I am curious as to who you went with here.
Well, I just did the SGP show. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast for our show there. But you know, I said, okay, let me take Luis Perez. Because I know he's going to get every snap, but now we just did our pick show, and I said, "Well, wait, couldn't they bench him?
They don't really have anything to play for."
Yeah, so now I'm all confused. So
They've clinched the playoffs.
I think I'm going to take out Perez, and I think I'm going to put in Sloter. I think I'm going to go. I think Sloter has to play because they need the win, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think your best play this week at quarterback, because I even think the Tamu won. Let's just play this out. This theory that the Tampa Bay Bandits start, you know, throw a pick on the first drive, man. Well, then he's played five shitty quarters of football. At what point do you try to salvage your season and perhaps bring in the backup?
Hey, look, anything's on the table here. The Bandits have lost two games in a row. They were sitting at 3-2. They were in pretty good shape. Now they're at 3-4. They obviously need to win badly. So yeah. Sure, why not? He could get the plug. Now I will say,
last week, man,
do it.
Tamu looked bad last week.
Yeah, yeah. There was a couple balls where, man, it just very late or just the accuracy just wasn't there. His second best game this year was week three against this same Houston Gamblers team, where he put up 22 fantasy points, threw for 255, passing touchdown, rushing touchdown. But we haven't named a guy, and this is the guy I want to go with.
Case Cookies.
Exactly. You know, first off, this game has by far the highest over under, the highest total, which is 47.5. And he has a job. Nobody's pushing him now, right?
I don't know, because Brian Scott put to the active roster.
Think he's ready?
I have no idea, but they put him on the active
roster.
Once
again, I think Philly needs one game to clinch. I don't think you rush him back. So Cookies, he's not setting the world on fire by any means.
this is actually really hilarious that we're at week seven. Like normally in the NFL, like you'd be like, hey, or college football, you're like, I know these guys are gonna tear it up. This is like, I hope he gets the right amount of snaps.
Yeah, my thought process was he's only averaging 12 fantasy points a game. Not great, but this, like I said, this game has the highest total, so you're going to expect to see some points. And I think his job is pretty safe here, and he's only 9.3K.
If you had to rate the security position at quarterback, who would be number one? You think for like you're going to get all the snaps this week? Not because you would think Luis Perez, but no, with them clinching. And Laletta Cheese, you've already lost DeAndre Johnson, so maybe they don't play Perez.
Well, I think that's why Kukkus makes some sense too, because I think he's going to get the snaps.
I would say Slaughter, Kukkus, maybe Tamu, and maybe Perez. I mean, Perez.
Jamar Smith did not have a good game last week, that's for sure. And yeah, they're going to give some snaps to Magoo, but Jamar Smith has been a pretty safe bet. I mean, he's been between 15 and 20 fantasy points each week, except for his bad game in week 7 last week. He's a pretty safe bet.
Is there any value in taking Reggie Rowland down the Rivers? Or Rowland down the Rivers, whatever the fuck his name is. If Reggie Rivers is the running back from the Broncos, I'm talking about Rowland Rivers, Rowland down the river from Slippery Rock or maybe
at this
Josh
point,
Love.
I don't think we know who's going to get the snaps there.
Kenji Bahar, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't gamble on those guys when there's more, safer picks. I think you either roster, Tamu, Slaughter, Smith, or Kukkus.
Yeah. I think you may be talking me into Kukkus, but I don't know. Slaughter, one. It's going to be one of the two for me on my roster. I'm going back and forth here. What are you doing, running back wise?
Well, first I got three of them.
Me too.
And
me too.
We'll just go with start off at the highest dollar amount, and that's my guy. I think I roster him every week. Mark Thompson, 8.5K. I don't trust this Tampa Bay defense. Thompson found the end zone for the first time in a few weeks last week. He only ran for 47 yards, only caught one pass, but I don't know. I think he's going to have a bounce back game here. I think he's going to be closer to 100 here. We've seen him do it before. He can do it again. Look, in the first matchup against Tampa, he ran 24 for 147 and a touchdown while catching one pass. But he did it before against Tampa. He can do it again. Give me Mark Thompson.
I turned in a lineup with him, but for this lineup, I want to be different than the SGP show. I went with, I'm going to Reggie Corbin, 6,300. He's not my most expensive, but he's the guy I substituted out for Mark Thompson. So 6,300. Reggie Corbin as my running back.
Ding, ding, ding. I rostered him as well, going up against that porous Philadelphia Stars defense.
Yes. And he's going to get over 100. Going to get over 100 this game. So Reggie Corbin there. Tell me about, actually, before we get into wide receivers.
Well, I still have one more running back.
Two more running backs.
Oh, okay. So.
Well, I guess I should give out another running back. How about this?
I think he should shoot.
I have Darius Victor at 7,600.
I like it. He was on my roster last week. Did well.
Do they bench him? Is the question.
Yeah, they feed a couple different guys there. I went Scarborough again.
I have Scarborough. He's my third back. So.
Yeah, the dude just looks awesome. I know Marable's back. So he's splitting time, but Scarborough just looks like a monster out there.
But do you bench him? You've already clinched. This is the question we got to ask ourselves in this brand new league.
That's true.
Are some of these guys like Darius Victor or Trey Williams or Bo Scarborough going to be riding the bench some to preserve them for the Freedom Cup and the USFL playoffs?
And you are exactly right. I think you mentioned it on the Picks podcast. There is no difference between the first seed and the second seed in your conference. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So when
obviously
clinched,
you played a neutral site. It doesn't matter. So they're in. So yeah, I mean, you're right that this could definitely affect DFS this week and especially weeks 9 and 10 also.
Well, it makes you wonder about like, okay, who do we know? Michigan with Corbin, they need to win, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Philly needs a win. So maybe we go Matt Colburn. I don't know. Maybe in Madre London, they still need to win, even though the general's defense has been pretty damn good. Maybe you go Jordan Ellis. New Orleans needs to win. I think we might have to adjust our thinking here on the fly. You know what? I'm gonna change everything around right now. All right. I am gonna change everything around. So scratch what I said before because of this theory.
Give me, I'll go with Cookies at quarterback. All right. Give me Cookies, Case Cookies, for the Philadelphia Stars. I'll join you on that one. At running back, I am now going to go, I'm going to scrap Victor and Scarborough, right? Even Thompson, Houston can't even, their season's done. So,
well, I don't think they're going to sit him. I think they want to win.
True, but I'm just going to try to pause here. I'm going to go Matt Colburn, right? Matt Colburn, Reggie Corbin, right? Where is Corbin at? 6,300. Then my third running back will be, let's go to, who else did I say would still be? Give me a Madre London. Can't believe I'm taking a Mahler. and then at then we'll go to the wide receiver position. But before I go to the wide receiver position, I gotta get us paid, folks. I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Win. Yes, WinBet. Make sure to get down on WinBet's $50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. And get this, you bet $500 or more on sports or casino before July 31st, you will get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire football league, your entire fantasy football league. Multiple entries allowed. If a patron wagers $1,000 on sports, they are eligible for two entries into the prize draw. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or visit winbet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions apply at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. Present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Also, we're brought to you by the SGPN NBA Finals Contest. Yes, SGPN is giving away $500 in their NBA Finals Prop Contest, completely free to enter and exclusively on the SGPN app. So just download the app and hit the contest tab to get your entry in. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. It's a game changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game. It's super simple. You choose two or more players that you like and pick the over or under on their stat projection. For example, number of points in a basketball game or hits in the baseball game, and then you choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the amount of money that you put in. The main reason I'm excited for Over Under on Sleeper is the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together, essentially. It's got a built-in group chat so you can talk all the shit you want to your buddy, or you can copy their picks, even though I would never do that. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download the Sleeper app to play their new over under game. And on your mobile phone, join our listener group at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Yeah. Come on now. Free $100. What are you doing here? Sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Probably wondering, hey, what the hell are you talking about, Colby? AG1 supplement. What is this? This isn't, is that the new Tom Cruise sci-fi flick coming out next summer? No. All right. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those things. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit, people. All right. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And last but not least, we're brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Hate to tell you that. That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, to advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. And guess what? IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free, people. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim your 70% off savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. All right.
And well, we're back.
We're back. Rattling things off. What do we got? We're on wide receivers now. We rattled off our running backs.
Correct. I'm keeping my running backs the same. Corbin, Thompson, Scarborough. I understand the risk with Scarborough, but the dude's just too much of an animal to leave off my roster. I did make a switch to my receivers though, because I think this is a, you brought up a very valid point here. And I think, you know, these teams that have already locked stuff up, especially if a guy's hurt. So originally I had, you know, a guy that we're both a big fan of in my roster. That's Kevontae Turpin.
But he was dinged up last week, so I think he might get the game off.
You're right. He's dinged up. They've already clinched. There's no reason to him to just put him out there to potentially aggravate that injury even worse. So I am going to call an audible. I'm going to remove Turpin, and I'm going to fill him up with another guy in this Michigan Philadelphia game, which should have a ton of points, and that is the Panthers wide receiver one, Lance Lenoir, for 9K.
I got him too, dude.
Are you serious?
Actually, you know what? No, I'll take out. I'm gonna audible from Lenoir. All right, I'm gonna go with a guy that's treated me well on that same very team, and he's been undervalued for a while. Former Colorado Buffalo, Devin Ross, 3,800. Keep an eye out, Devin Ross.
Which I just think when you look at Lenoir, you see the last three games, he has 18 catches. You know, so he's averaging 6 per game, and the targets, 7 targets, 12 targets, 9 targets last three games. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Also, no touchdowns since week one. Dude is due. He is due to get across that goal line. He will this week. I like your play, but I'm going to go Lenoir.
Well, actually, my Devin Ross play, I know I'm all over the place on this episode, folks. My apologies, but I just have so much more money to spend. Why should I go with Devin Ross? I will go with, you know what? I think I'm going to back both New Orleans Breakers wide receivers. I'm going to go with Jonathan Adams and Johnny Dixon. Jonathan Adams, you know, I called him the Harold Carmichael of the USFL on the SGP show. I'll even
been kind of disappointing last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Also fumbled last week, I believe.
Yeah. On a reverse. So, it's tough. Johnny Dixon though, they need to win. They're going to need to throw the ball.
Yeah.
They're not a physical football team. So give me Adams and Dixon, which basically only gives me a defense. So
I have one more receiver left. He's a tight end. Actually didn't have a whole lot of money this week, and I didn't particularly like any of the mid range receivers. So I'm going with Tampa Bay Bandit tight end Cheyenne O'Grady. I think he's probably the best tight end in this league. Granted, you know, I think Tampa does a poor job of getting him the ball at times, but he's had at least 2 catches every week. I mean, week one, he caught 8 for 86. Week five, he had 2 touchdowns. I think he's a safe bet, you know, for 3 catches, 50 yards, and maybe another one of those TDs.
Better than Bug Howard?
I think so. Cheyenne O'Grady, watch him, dude. He's a baller. Howard's a nice player.
What about
nice
Sal red zone Canella? Target.
Huh?
Saul Canella for the Breakers.
Canella's solid too. There's actually some pretty good tight ends in this league, but I think O'Grady's right up there with all of them.
I agree. Good play, man. Just like that, we're at the end of the episode here. I'm on the defense, and I got 6,600 just sitting there. So why would I not take the Generals defense against the Pittsburgh Maulers, even if they are resting the starters?
Yeah,
I still think they'll have success against. I don't know what's going on in that locker room. I don't know if Vadley's even happy. I mean, it might just be Roland Rivers. I have to take the Generals here. Maybe the only other option would be what, the Panthers, maybe.
You know, it's funny. I'm gonna take the Stars actually for 4,400. And you know, I know earlier in the episode I was saying the defense is not very good. And look, they're not. They're one of the, you know, they give up a ton of yards, a ton of points. I mean, the points against it's been between 23 and 30 points every week. So the lowest team has scored against the Stars is 23 points, which is kind of crazy, but they get points with turnovers, with sacks. I mean, they have 9 interceptions on the year, 21 sacks on the year. The last 3 weeks, they've had 6, 3, and 4 sacks. So they're going to give up some points. They're going to give up a lot of yards, but they're also going to get those turnovers, those sacks, like I mentioned. So I'm going to take a gamble on the Stars.
I like it. Keep an eye on my guy, Evan Worthington, former Buffs player, safety for the Stars. Yeah. All right. Well, that's our lineup, folks. I know we kind of feel like we rattled through this one, but you know what? Sometimes they still give out winners when you rattle through something. So
since we went through it quickly here, why don't we do a little side bet action?
I like it. I like it. What do you got?
All right. So you sounded to me like you weren't a believer in Cheyenne O'Grady. So who is your cheapest priced receiver?
Well, I had a lot of money there. Jonathan Adams.
He's your cheapest?
Yeah. You want to bet this one?
Who's the other receiver on the
Johnny
Breakers you went
Dixon.
With?
Dixon. He's 8,000. Yeah.
Okay. Side bet. Cheyenne O'Grady has a better day than one of those two Breaker receivers.
There you go. Let's.
It's a new twist. Usually our bet is just head to head, but I think the salary differential here gives me give me a little extra there. So he has a better game than one or the other.
Yeah. All right.
Bring it on.
Done deal. You are going to lose because you're going up against a guy.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
You want to fade that? You really want to fade that? Give me Johnny Dixon all day. It needs to be a bourbon named Johnny Dixon. I feel like that could work. All right, folks, subscribe.
Yeah, no, Dixon doesn't sound like a bourbon. Johnny, yes, obviously, like, you know, Johnny Walker or something, but Dixon?
Yeah, it works. It's 2022, buddy.
Yeah, sure, why not? What the hell?
All right, folks, subscribe to the USFO Gambling Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. Give us a 5-star review, and if you do, take a screenshot of your review. Find me on Twitter at DColbyD, and we'll send you a T-shirt. Get you looking good. Studies say your chances of getting ass go up 98% if you're wearing brand new clothing. The recent study going on there at Oxford University or something. I don't know, but do that at the Colby D on Twitter, and look. The USFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at USFL Gambling, and NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give us all a follow. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out our whole platform. Join that NBA contest. Free $500 we're giving away. What are you doing? Get the SGPN app. You'll have access to all that. Check out the NHL Gambling Podcast as that season continues to heat up. The Golf Gambling Podcast is golf's going. NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Revving that engine up over there. Like what I did there, Nick.
that's why you're a comedian, buddy.
check out all those things. I think you'll enjoy all those, the notorious OTB. We got the Triple Crown going on. We got you covered with all these sports, folks. So check it out. I think you'll really check out, or you'll really enjoy if you do check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com and all of our other platforms. So do that. And yeah. Let's enjoy another week. I'm going to win another $1,000 this week. All right. Calling it right now. I'm going to win another $1,000 this week. Back my lineup, which I know it was a little confusing, but back my lineup and we'll get there. All right. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Run, shoot, shoot.